Bank of Cardiff, this is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. This is Dra from ITT Tech. I got your voicemail.
Oh, yeah. Hey, looks like I left you one for equipment and capital. Okay. Is that right?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it was. Can I just get your name and your company name one more time? I'll go ahead and pull up your file.
Sure. It's Amy.
All right, you said it was Amy, and then it was ITT Tech, was that right?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so yeah, it looks like I called you earlier for some working capital and equipment. Are you familiar with either of those?
Well, I mean, equipment financing is just financing for equipment, right?
Yeah, we had you pre-approved, excuse me, over here with us though for $250K for that was good for both equipment and capital. So yeah, I mean, equipment's more traditional type loan, and then working capital on the other hand. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's a fairly newer lending product. It allows you to access more cash than a typical line of credit. What we do is we take 10 to 15% of your your top line revenue, and then we go ahead and unlock that for you as unsecured cash, so you can use that as you see fit for your business. It's based off sales, and then it's monthly payments with those. So, I mean, you're not familiar with working capital at all? Then you said.
Yeah. I just said I didn't know what it is. So what you mentioned something about 250? What is it?
Yeah, that's what we had you guys pre-approved for. It's a 250K, and that was good for both equipment and capital. How much were you guys looking to bring on?
You pre-approved me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right? How did you pre-approve me?
So we actually had you pre-approved based off of your past financing history. It looks like you guys had a few years back with Wells Fargo. Looks like that was back in 2013. I'm not sure if that rings a bell with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a line of credit or something.
Yeah, that looks like what it was for was a line of credit or maybe a business loan. But what we do is we work with DNB, their credit. It's a firm that they analyze credit. You know, creditworthy businesses, and then they actually, work with us, and then we had you pre-approved. It was based on your past financing relationship that you guys had with Wells, and that, you know, that relationship you guys built up with them that allowed us to pre-approve you over here with us. So, yeah, you know, it's just what we had you pre-approved for was $250K, and then how it works is we go ahead and see what program that you do qualify for and what you are eligible for, and then we kind of work backwards from that. We approve you for the longest term and the longest or the largest amount possible, and then we go ahead and work backwards from that and see which one you see fit and which one works best for you guys. But in the same breath with that, if you guys were looking to get more than $250K based on, you know, the health of your business and whatnot, that's something that we would be able to do too. But it is based off your sales for that capital. So
okay,
would you be looking more at a capital or equipment too, or are you just kind of trying to shop around?
I guess I'm looking for $50K.
Okay, you just said 50?
Yeah.
Okay, and that would be just for capital then?
Yeah.
Okay, to give you a little better idea, what did you guys do in sales last year?
We did $1 million.
Okay, $1 million? Yeah, so we shouldn't have any problem getting you just 50. Like I just said too, how we work backwards from that. So, you know, if you guys did $1 million, that would, you know, be roughly 100,000. So, you know, we'd sure have no problem getting you just 50. And then another thing we take into account is your credit. What was your credit like? Or what is your credit like? Excuse me.
It's 800.
800?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really high. Oh, last night, huh? That's really, really high credit score. You guys did some pretty good sales last year, and then your credit's not bad, so we probably would be able to put you in one of those better programs. Probably wouldn't have any problem getting you that 50. How long have you been in business for, too?
We've been here 20 years.
20 years? Oh, wow. That's, you know, quite a while. Are you the 100% owner out there? Or?
Yeah. Actually, I am 100% owner over here.
Okay, nice. Yeah, that would be a pretty easy process then. How long have you been the owner out there, too? That whole time, or?
20 years. Started the company 20 years.
Wow, that's, you know, quite the accomplishment there. That's quite a long time in business. How do you get in the industry, too? Is it just, like, family, or?
Basically, I took over from my dad. He was the owner. And about 20 years ago, he gave me the company.
Oh, nice, nice. And then, you know, what is it you guys do over there, too? Just kind of get a little better idea. I know a little bit about ITT Tech, but...
Oh, we actually, I know this name sounds like we're a technology company, but we're actually not. We're a, we manufacture clothing.
Oh, wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was definitely technology. I see on my database it has you guys down for clothing, too. What kind of clothes do you guys make?
We just make any, like, normal clothing. Like, we make, like, we basically make clothes for Macy's, JCPenney, things like that. Just any normal clothing, you know, women, men.
Okay,
kids.
So kind of like a designer then?
No, not designer. Macy's is not designer.
Well, I mean, you guys just are, so you guys are just putting out, like, generic, I mean, like, you know, cotton
yeah.
or shorts and whatnot,
yeah.
not so much. Okay, I kind of see. All right, and then, I mean, have you guys been looking into, you know, getting funding anywhere else, too, or is this just kind of because I gave you that voicemail?
Well, I mean, I have, like, a line of credit with my bank.
Is that with Wells Fargo?
Yeah, the Wells Fargo line. So, I mean, I could use that or you guys. It depends on the rate. So how
okay.
do you guys do a rate over there?
It just
I've
depends
never had
on...
working capital before, so I...
Right.
No,
yeah, you just have that line of credit, right, then?
Mm-hmm.
How much have you used on that, too? You said you kind of use that, you know, sparingly when you guys need?
Yep, just, you know, once in a while we use it. Just like when there's cash flow problems or payroll, things like that, we use a little bit of it, maybe like 10K at a time, but nothing too serious.
Okay, yeah, how much do you guys still have left on it, then?
We have, well, I mean, I just paid it off, so we still got the 50K.
Okay, nice. And then, yeah, I mean, just other than that, it just, you know, pretty much determines or is determined on what program you are eligible for.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, we take into account the sales and then credit, time in business. All those seem to be pretty well for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just we have a few different programs, so it's pretty much, you know, which one you are qualified for and which one you are eligible for. And then, you know, it depends
well,
what on
what terms do you guys have
for the working capital, right?
Yeah.
They range from 3 to 36 months, but typically for first-time customers, it's about 24-ish.
Okay.
So, and then, what kind of payment were you looking to do on those two?
I don't know, whatever you guys have, right?
With those ones are more, daily and weekly for first-time customers, too, but you said you had really good credit, so if you wanted to do, you know, more monthly, we might be able to, but typically with first-time customers, they are daily and
mm-hmm.
weekly with those.
Okay. Daily?
Then,
what the heck is daily?
Yeah, it's going to be a daily payback. So they're short-term business loans. It's not going to be a long-term one. Like you might be familiar with, like almost with your line of credit. So what it is you're going to, like I said earlier too, how we work backwards, you're going to pick what program you are or you see fit for your business, and then with that you're going to choose the terms and payback and
mm-hmm.
whatnot with that. So, you know, if you wanted
okay.
to do one that's going to be a really short-term loan where you're going to pay it back real quick and not have to pay a lot, that will be one that you could choose. If you wanted to have a longer term where you pay back more, but, you know, it's going to be a bigger amount, then you could do that too. So, you know, it's pretty much what you guys just choose to go with.
I see.
Then, you know, what kind of expected return are you guys, or would you be looking at, too, with bringing out this much capital? Would you guys, you know, any ballpark on a percentage of a return for that?
I mean, I guess it's like about 20% ROI.
Okay, so sounds like you guys would be getting quite a bit back. Then,
I'm just going to review the call with you because we're running out of time.
I was just going to say, what were you going to use?